In the first reading today, we hear about the fact that a man who does not turn to aside to gain or put his trust in money or in treasures is to be praised. And as we celebrate St. Joachim, we recognize, as any parent would, but of course he, because of who his child is even more, parents recognize the greatest treasure that they are given is their children. There can be nothing greater. All the money in the world you wouldn't trade for one of your children. This is especially true, of course, with regard to our Blessed Lady. And so we think about the holiness of the man who God chose to be the father to our Blessed Lady. We have to understand, even as we look at this, the temptations that must have been placed before him by Satan. Obviously, the vile creature knew who God had chosen and for what purpose, just as he does with us. And so we look at the temptations that he places in our own vocations, the ways that he tries to undermine things, the way that he tries to destroy things. So imagine the sufferings that Joachim and Anna must have gone through in their lives. All the temptations, all the trials, all the difficulties. Some certainly with regard to lots of ridicule and rejection, but perhaps even some of what we saw today. We don't know what their background was. Maybe Satan tried to tempt them with wealth. Maybe he tried to console them, if you will, for their inability to have a child for many years by trying to get them sidetracked and focus on something else. But instead, what they did is turn to God, because they knew that that was where the foundation was. So we look at the first reading and we see that whole foundation of all of the genealogy, starting all the way back to the time that our Lord was born. The humorous thing about that, of course, at this point, is that the Church gives us this reading on the Feast of Our Lady's Father. And this is the genealogy of Saint Joseph, not of Our Lady. And it even starts by telling us that this is the origin of Jesus Christ, which again is quite interesting, because from that side of the family, Jesus didn't have anything. Everything human that he received was from his mother, not from Saint Joseph. But that's okay, because what that genealogy shows us is, if you look carefully at it, you recognize sometimes the very gross imperfections in some of these people that God has chosen to be part of this genealogy of some of the holiest people. That gives us hope for ourselves. Maybe you can look back in your family line and maybe you're not so proud of some of the people that are there. Maybe you look in the mirror and you're not so proud of the person who's there. You wonder why God would choose you. Why would he choose any of these people? That's entirely up to him. That's his choice. Don't try to figure it out. That is the main thing that I have to keep trying to tell people. Do not try to figure it out. It will never make sense. And if it does make sense to you, that's pure arrogance. Of course God chose me and my family. Why wouldn't he? Couldn't have found anybody better. Right. So no, don't try to figure it out. Just accept. Again, you look at St. Anne and St. Joachim, and they give birth to the Blessed Mother. Should they have been trying to figure out why they would be so blessed? Or are they just called to love this beautiful girl that they had conceived? That's the call. And so too for each one of us. Whatever it is that God has given us for a vocation, we are to simply love in that vocation. That's the call. As imperfect as we are, just as we see with that whole genealogy that is there, as imperfect as our parents and our families are, it doesn't matter. God called them to be holy with all their imperfections, And he's calling you and me to be holy with all of our imperfections. And so it's a matter then of learning from somebody like Saint Joachim to keep our focus where it belongs, to keep it always on the Lord, to not get sidetracked, because it's so easy, especially in a materialistic society like ours, to get sidetracked, to get caught up in the money, to get caught up in the materialism, to get caught up in whatever it might be. It doesn't make anybody happy, it doesn't make anybody fulfilled, and it certainly doesn't make anybody a saint. We need to look for where the real treasure is. That's Jesus. And that's what Saint Joachim recognized, the treasure given to him in our Blessed Lady and in his grandson, who is the Son of God. So once again, if you think, let's see if we can make sense of this, do you think that that would ever make sense to Saint Joachim and Saint Anne? Our grandson is God. Yeah, that's not going to make sense to anybody. So again, don't try to make your own circumstances make sense. Just try to accept. Keep your focus on the Lord who has called you to the state in life in which you are, and seek to be faithful to that, to the best of your ability. And the best way to be faithful is to simply love the Lord who has called you and to love the people that he has placed in your life. That's what fidelity to your state in life and your vocation is all about. That's what Saint Joachim and Saint Anna teach us. That's what our Blessed Lady and Saint Joseph teach us. That, of course, is what our Lord teaches us. His focus was singular. It was to do the will of his Heavenly Father, even when that meant going to the cross. On the natural level, one could say, oh boy, but wouldn't money and treasures and all these other things be so much more pleasant than the cross? And where would we be right now? Not just about where would he be if he decided to do that, which he couldn't because he's God, but where would we be if he turned aside from God? We'd all be condemned. And so if that's the means of our salvation, why do we think we can take a different route and still get to the same place? On the road to salvation, on the road to eternity, there are only two options. One goes one direction and one goes the other. So if you're not on the road that Jesus took, that's not a good sign. So we want to get it turned around. We want to get our focus where it belongs. Want to recognize who has called us and to what and to where he has called us. He has called you because he is calling you to be a saint, and he is calling you because he wants you to be with him in heaven. So look at whichever of the saints you want. A place before us, we have four of the greatest: Saint Anne, Saint Joachim, our Blessed Lady, Saint Joseph. And of course, in the midst of it all, our Blessed Lord. They all teach us the exact same lesson. Keep your focus on the Lord and strive with your whole heart to do his holy will and to love him, to love the people that he has placed in your life.